Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Family, won't you come with me into the darkness, into the sweet-smelling gloom of a dead-mooned night, into the realm of Sucrabe, a woman-owned and operated fragrance company like no other, with hand-blended small batches of perfumes with names like Nightshade, Chloroform, Goth as Fuck. And I come from a long line of terrifying women. Sucrabe is your source for smelling enticing and terrifying at the same time. For more information on their world-bending fragrances, as well as subscription bags and a marketplace connecting you to over 40 other indie business owners, head over to sucrabe.com. sucrabeille.com. Look in the show notes for a link. Come to the dark side. We smell fantastic.
Old Gods of Appalachia is a horror anthology podcast and thus may contain material not suitable for all audiences. So listener discretion is advised.
I can't stay now in the lands unknown. In these hills that I will walk so often, I can feel the winds now over your ghost.
Appalachia, a word stolen from more than one language. It conjures images of the beauty of God's creation and the darkness of man's various poverties. The simpler way of life here bespeaks a time past of purity and piety, but turn over a stone. You'll find the underbelly of suspicion and clannishness. Folk who live here don't trust easy. There's whole graveyards full of what we've learned about outsiders. And before you judge us as backwood hillbillies or opioid-addicted rednecks, take a minute to understand how we got here. I mean how we really got here. There are places in this world that humanity was never supposed to see. Walled in by mountains of burning black rock, isolated by a choking canopy of poison flora, woods where tooth, claw, and hunger still sit atop the food chain. And long before our kind ever set foot in these mountains, when the peaks of the Blue Ridge towered above the stars and the heart of the plateau still rolled with ridges tough as pine knobs, darkness was brought here in cages made of fear. Our tongues do not have the shape to speak the true names of what they are. And that's are, not were. They are hunger, consumption, lust, all the things that settle under the heart and below the ribcage. They are the cancer that will one day eat the edges of this universe and leave nothing in its place. They are not evil. They are not of hell or the Christian devil. They simply are. These things came close to consuming this world before man ever took our first shaken steps into sunlight, and the only way they was ever stopped was at a prison that was deep and sound enough was built. In a far corner of a backwater world that nobody would ever miss, a range of mountains was lifted high and the darkness buried beneath them. Warning beacons and guardians were placed all around that blighted Eden so that no living thing with a reason in mind and the ability to do harm would ever try to live there. And for thousands of years, the barriers held. The darkness was bound and time passed, but winds and weather wore at the walls of the prison until they were shadows of their once towering selves. And then men came to know this land. Even by the maps they made, you can see that this place is defined by mostly natural boundaries. The earliest men knew, oh, they'd come here and hunt, end up being hunted, and not return. Centuries passed and more came that managed to keep this land a little while, learning the places where the dark ran the deepest and building their homes on the edge of the dying light. For generations, they lit their fires to push back the shadows. Whole nations woven into the fabric of the mountains whose tainted heart wore at the weaving until they weakened and frayed. And it was then that the men would come from the north. And from the eastern shore, they would come here as if called. The outcast and the impoverished with nowhere else to go. The opportunist and frontiersmen, those eager to kill and die for the sake of glory or land. And kill and die they did. But these rough-neck forebears that gave rise to our bloodline did not come here by chance. You see, we were never meant to be here at all, but our mamaws and papaws took to these hollers, dug in deep and claimed blood and root, kin and bone, fought this land for every inch they managed to take, and even with what they gained, they lost. On the orders of richer men and their machines, they dug into the earth to find a paycheck. Just wanted to claim a little piece of what they thought was already theirs. But they didn't claim the land. The land claimed them. These are some of the oldest mountains in the world. How dare we think we could break the skin of a god and try to dig out its heart without bringing forth blood and darkness? For generations, the outside world has looked at us and wondered why we never really climbed out of these hollers, wondered why we reject outsiders, why we bind ourselves to industries that destroy us, why we drown ourselves in pills and the bliss of ignorance. They see us feed ourselves to the earth like martyrs. They see us dig into the mines, watch our fortunes rise and fall. Cave in and burn. They don't understand how short the days are here. how these mountains swaddle us in an early night. They don't see how little sunlight we actually get. And they don't see the shadows stir. Don't hear the lost hymns that haunt these hillsides. Don't hear the prayers that rise up in the night. Prayers raised to a God on high that fall back down to feed the old gods of Appalachia that sleep below. Which is fitting. First come, first served.
There is a curse upon my every waking breath, and I cannot escape the darkness. It feels like...
Hi, I'm Steve Schell.
And I'm Kim Collins. We're the creators of Old Gods of Appalachia.
Old Gods of Appalachia is a horror anthology podcast set in the mountains of an alternate Appalachia, a place where the bloody history and rich folklore of these stolen mountains bleed into our original stories, and the stains never quite wash out.
As a team, we write for everyone who knows that behind every small mountain town, there lies a legion of nightmares, ghosts, and things that cannot be explained. We grew up in the shadow of these mountains and the shadowy industries that continue to exploit and pillage a land and people who offer themselves up again and again as sacrifice.
We have seen the shadows stir. We have heard the calls in the night, and this podcast is our attempt to answer them and to make sense of where we come from in the telling of these tales. Come with us, won't you, family? Join us over at oldgodsofappalachia.com, where you'll find links to all our social media and more information about the show. You can also help us keep the lights on or off, as the case may be, by supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/oldgodsofappalachia. Old Gods of Appalachia is a production of Deep Nerd Media. Our intro music is...
Family, won't you come with me into the darkness? Into the sweet-smelling gloom of a dead-mooned night, into the realm of Sucre Bay. A woman-owned and operated fragrance company like no other, with hand-blended small batches of perfumes with names like Nightshade, Chloroform, Goth as Fuck, and I come from a long line of terrifying women. Sucre Bay is your source for smelling enticing and terrifying at the same time. For more information on their world-bending fragrances, as well as subscription bags and a marketplace connecting you to over 40 other indie business owners, head over to sucrebay.com. SucreBaille.com. Look in the show notes for a link. Come to the dark side. We smell fantastic.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By Land and Blood, our outro music is by Those Poor Bastards. Today's story was written and performed by Steve Shell.